Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. You know, I do want to say this, that when I was in the United States Navy, mm-hmm. and I was young and the frontal lobe of my brain had not fully developed. I was still young. And I was standing watch one day. I was in Norfolk, mm-hmm. Norfolk, Virginia. And it was cold. Oh, it was so cold. It's cold. Mm-hmm. I mean, you haven't seen cold. You've been on the water cold. Mm-hmm. You know, imagine the wind blowing across the water and your extremities are sticking out from your body, your ears and your nose and fingers and stuff. Mm-hmm. And the wind's blowing, somebody just thumps your ear, you feel like it would just shatter and break off. You know, it was just cold. And I'm standing quarterdeck watch. And quarterdeck watch is, you know, that where the ship pulls up to a pier, then they have a brow, which is basically, imagine a board that goes from the ship to the pier. Well, it's actually a nice little bridge-looking thing that they lay down, and you can go up and on the boat. Mm-hmm. And so the quarterdeck watch stands watch right there to be able to determine who's coming on the boat and who's going off the boat. If the captain's coming on board, you have responsibility that, I forget how many bells, but you grab a bell. For example, to say it's the USS Lexington. Mm-hmm. Say you're standing watch on the quarterdeck for the Lexington, which was a carrier, is a carrier, but it's decommissioned now. And the captain is coming on board. And so your responsibility when you see the captain is you grab the bell and you ring it. Ding, ding, and it echoes all over the boat, over the PA system, doom, doom. And then you say, USS Lexington arriving. And that means the captain just entered on the boat.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that cool?
That is cool.
And unless what I'm about to tell you is taking place. And so I'm freezing, man. It's like 2 o'clock in the morning. I mean, everything's quiet. It's Norfolk. I imagine these big, huge ships all over the place. You know, we're just one little boat. What's the big deal, right?
Right.
And so it was just so, so cold, and nobody was moving. I couldn't find anybody anywhere. And I noticed the fan room. A fan room is sort of like your air conditioning, you know, where it sucks in the air or whatever like that and blows out certain air. Was the actual door of it was right there by the quarterdeck. And I thought, man, I wonder if, and I opened up this big hatch right there, this kind of hatch, mm-hmm. and I cracked it a little bit, and all of a sudden this warm air just started blowing.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, oh, my goodness, this is so good. I'm sticking my hands in it. I got my back to the brow. I got my back to the place I'm watching. I'm doing my hands, and finally I said, listen, I'm going to open it all the way up. Mm-hmm. You're not supposed to do that because it's supposed to be dark.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got this big bright light. And so then, I'm getting the heat coming towards I turn around to my backside. I'm getting the heat. It's feeling so good. And then finally, I just kind of lean in some, you know, kind of basically sticking my butt in the room. It's so cold.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's like, oh, this is so great. And I'm thinking, man, it's already been 20 minutes. There ain't nothing happening. And besides, I can see the quarterdeck from this spot. I could go into the fan room and sit on this big pipe. I could see. It was right there. It was right smack dab there, right?
All right.
But there's one thing I didn't take into account.
Mm-hmm.
When I got warm and I'm sitting on this pipe, it's real good sleeping weather. I fell asleep.
Oh,
my
no.
goodness. Is that not terrible?
Oh, no.
And this is worse. It's way worse because the captains don't come on the boat at 3 o'clock in the morning anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because he was at home with his wife or whatever. And the captain shows up.
Oh, no.
I didn't know it.
Yeah.
I was sleeping.
Yeah, right.
He sticks his head in the fan room, and he starts waking me up like, oh, my goodness, the captain.
Oh, no.
I got woke up by the captain of the boat, you know, and I'm sitting there sleeping in this fan room, you know. And but luckily, for Mike's sake, that his wife just threw him out of his house. She was angry with him. He must have done something wrong. And
oh,
he didn't.
No.
I was like, you know what I'm saying? I had mercy that night.
Oh, wow.
He was more upset at what had happened. And so it makes me think about this. It makes me think about when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, you know, and he was there and he asked his disciples to watch and pray. I'm going to go and spend time with the Father. And he comes back. When he comes back the first time, you know, all these powerful men of God, They were crashed out. They were asleep in the fan room, you know?
Oh, no.
They were asleep in the fan room.
Right.
And he comes back to him. He says, listen, couldn't you stay awake 1 hour?
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of them said, I told Peter to keep us awake if we fall asleep. You know, and sometimes it's like the hardest thing you're going to do as the day gets closer is to stay awake, on watch, and prayer, and alert. The American church is really, the predominant part of the church is a sleeping church. I'm excited for the day that it awakes.
Wakes up, yeah.
But it's going, you know, it's just thinking, you know, it's like, wake up! You know, you're sleeping in the fan room. And so Jesus says, could you not tarry with me 1 hour? Mm. And you think about it, when you're trying to encourage people to pray and teach them, it's like, oh, I have to pray longer than 5 minutes? It's like, dude, if you have a relationship with somebody, you're going to talk longer to them than 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was anguishing for mankind, and the disciples didn't stay awake. And this is what he tells us. He tells us in Matthew chapter 26, I believe it is, 41, he says, watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak. I just want to encourage you that, you know, when you're called to stand watch, and everyone is who's a believer, to be the watchman on the wall, to hear what God's saying and let other people know that many things are going to come your way. You're going to be, your flesh is going to be screaming. It's cold. It's miserable. It's hard. It's all these different things are taking place. But then in that very moment, you have to remember that who's going to stand the watch? Who's going to be faithful? Who are going to be the faithful ones that warn God's people? He says, when I fashion a storm and I'm bringing the sword against my people, if you don't warn them, Ezekiel 17, if you don't warn them, he says, they will suffer for their own sins and they will die because of it. He says, but you will have their blood on your hands. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.